Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw. Or shop us online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we preview Week 9's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season. Also, we give game picks for Week 9's most important games and more. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. It's going to be great. You know, the NFL season, hey, it's never a dull moment, and certainly we are in the middle point. That's right. We are in the midway point now of the NFL season. And I tell you what, the action is going to get hotter as the weather gets colder in some NFL cities. But let's give you a recap of Week 8's most important games in the National Football League. Let's start off with Thursday Night Football between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills. Bills would hold on to win 24-18. Also, we had the Jacksonville Jaguars go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jacksonville would win 20-10. We had the Los Angeles Rams go up against the Dallas Cowboys. The boys were dominant. Dallas would win 43-20. The Battle of New York between the New York Jets and the New York Giants. It went into overtime. The Jets would win 13-10. The Cincinnati Bengals took on the San Francisco 49ers. Bengals got back on track, handled their business. Cincinnati would win 31-17. The Kansas City Chiefs took on the Denver Broncos. It was Denver's defense. Oh, yeah, and Russell Wilson made some key plays as the Broncos would beat the Chiefs. Final score, 24-9. Sunday Night Football saw the Chicago Bears square off against the Los Angeles Chargers. It was all Chargers. They would win 30-13. And Monday Night Football saw the Las Vegas Raiders take on the Detroit Lions. Very ugly game, but the Lions would hold on to win. Final score, 26-14. And that was your recap of the most important games from Week 8 in the 2023 NFL season. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. Minnesota started off very slow in this NFL season, but they started to get on a roll and started to get on a winning streak. And just when the Vikings were starting to turn things around, Cousins winds up suffering a season-ending torn Achilles injury in the fourth quarter of the Vikings win over the Green Bay Packers. Definitely devastating. You know, when you know about Achilles injuries, hey, Aaron Rodgers, first game of the season, tears his Achilles. We know how that went down. Several other players have torn their Achilles and had gruesome injuries so far this year. And you can add Kirk Cousins to the list as well. And things were starting to get really good for Kirk. As I mentioned earlier, the Vikings were turning things around. They were starting to get on the right track. And then Cousins winds up suffering a devastating injury in the fourth quarter against the Packers. Turns out he tears his Achilles. Done for the year. And it's such a shame because, remember, Kirk Cousins is in the final year of his contract with the Minnesota Vikings. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with Kirk, and he had a successful surgery, and we don't know if he's going to be back in Minnesota next year. It's highly doubtful. If he does come back and if he is playing in Minnesota, he may get 1, maybe 2 years. I'll be amazed if he gets a 3-year contract. But again, bad break for Kirk Cousins, bad break for the Minnesota Vikings, as again, Kirk Cousins suffered an Achilles injury, wound up tearing his Achilles. during the fourth quarter of the Vikings win over the Green Bay Packers, and he is done for the season. That's a tough break, but however, we wish Kirk nothing but the best of luck, and hopefully he can get back out there and play either for the Minnesota Vikings, or maybe another team will take a gamble on him. We'll have to see. My next storyline is going to be the trade deadline. So the trade deadline has come and gone in the NFL, and some trades that caught my eye were, of course, the New York Giants. They traded defensive end Leonard Williams to the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for a 2024 second round pick and a 2025 fifth round draft pick. And then the Washington Commanders, they made two interesting trades. Now, for those that have been listening to this program, people know that I've been a Washington fan for a very long time, and I'm confused about these trades, but it kind of makes sense. The first trade that Washington made, they traded defensive end Montez Sweat to the Chicago Bears in exchange for a 2024 second-round draft pick. And then the Commanders, they traded all-world defensive end Chase Young to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a 2024 third-round draft pick. First off, the 49ers continue to get better after they landed Randy Gregory just over 2 weeks ago. Now you get Chase Young in the trade deadline. My gosh, man, the best just gets better, and San Francisco defense has just continued to get better. You add Randy Gregory, you got Chase Young, you already have Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw. It's so much talent on that 49ers defense. That's a Pro Bowl roster within itself. And then, of course, the Green Bay Packers traded cornerback Rasul Douglas and a 2024 fifth-round draft pick to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a 2024 third-round draft pick. So, again, the big surprises for me was for Washington. They traded their defensive ends Montez Sweat and Chase Young. If anything good came out of for Washington, it would be the draft picks. They can use that to build on their offense, considering how long Eric Bieniemy is going to be there as the offensive coordinator. So Washington can look forward to the future, continue to build more on offense, and especially continue to build more on the defensive side as well. But the NFL trade deadline, again, the surprises for me, the trades that caught my eye were Chase Young, Montez Sweat, and Leonard Williams. And for my last storyline is going to be NFL Sunday Ticket. I remember not so long ago when NFL Sunday Ticket was a part of DirecTV. When you think of DirecTV, or should I say, what put DirecTV on the map was NFL Sunday Ticket. From 1994 to 2003, the NFL Sunday Ticket package and DirecTV enjoyed an amazing relationship. However, the last several years, the relationship started to falter a bit. Some of the subscribers with DirecTV had some complaints about it, and then the 2022 NFL season would be the last season that DirecTV and NFL Sunday Ticket would be in a partnership. And there was a bidding war for NFL Sunday Ticket. Apple TV, also a host of Amazon Prime. There were just quite a few of cable and satellite providers and streaming services were all in the bidding war for the NFL Sunday Ticket. It turns out that YouTube TV was the winner, and starting in this season, the 2023 NFL season, NFL Sunday Ticket would be broadcast exclusively on YouTube TV. This past Sunday turned out to be a nightmare for NFL Sunday Ticket subscribers through YouTube TV. Subscribers complained so bad about things such as the streaming was lagging, still pictures, the audio not in sync with the video, blackout restrictions. All of the things that could go wrong went wrong. As they say, that's Murphy's Law, right? What can go wrong will go wrong. A lot of things went wrong last Sunday with the NFL Sunday Ticket package for people that subscribe to YouTube TV and they pay for the coverage They did not get their money's worth at all. And let me just tell you, those monthly packages and those yearly packages are very expensive. And I think what people have to understand is this. If you're investing in NFL Sunday Ticket or any of the NFL packages in terms of streaming and with the games out of market, you have to remember that blackout restrictions still apply. Well, NFL Sunday Ticket fans and subscribers that were watching on YouTube TV hoping to enjoy Week 8 action were disappointed in more ways than one. Again, still pictures. The streaming was lagging. Also, the audio not in sync with the video. Games that were blackout. Games that were supposed to be shown at 4:25 Eastern, 3:25 Central Time. The late games did not show on time, or should I say, were not broadcast on time. And really, for those that have been following NFL Sunday Ticket and its coverage, its relationship, I should say, with YouTube TV, it has been a disaster from start to finish. People have constantly complained about the signal going out, still pictures. They can hear audio, but there's still a still picture of a player on the sideline, and it's just all sorts of things that have gone wrong with the NFL Sunday Ticket package and YouTube TV. Now, I don't know how many years that NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV are going to have a partnership, or how long, how many years their contract is going to be. Again, direct NFL Sunday Ticket is what put DirecTV on the map. And I don't know what's going to happen, but YouTube TV, they're going to have to get this fixed in a hurry, or fans will no longer will cancel their subscriptions, and they'll find someplace else to find another place to watch their games, because Twitter and social media was just lit up in constant complaints of the NFL Sunday Ticket package in regards to YouTube TV. People file customer service complaints, and hey, I'm just being real. Whenever you're dealing with customer service, most times things can go left instead of going right. So, but hopefully YouTube TV can get this thing worked out, because it's a lot of money involved in this, and a lot of people, before the season started, they paid their subscription packages, and I know YouTube TV does not want to lose out on that money. All right, before we go to break, some news and notes to pass along to you. The Las Vegas Raiders have fired head coach Josh McDaniels and also general manager Dave Ziegler. And the Raiders name linebackers coach Antonio Pierce as their interim head coach. And they also name assistant general manager Champ Kelly as their interim general manager. If you know about Antonio Pierce, you know about him being a linebacker with the New York Giants, winning a Super Bowl. He was also playing alongside on the defensive side with guys like Justin Tuck and O.C. Umenyura and Michael Strahan, just to name a few. So again, the Las Vegas Raiders, they fired their head coach Josh McDaniels and their general manager Dave Ziegler, and they named their linebackers coach Antonio Pierce as their interim head coach and their assistant general manager Champ Kelly as their interim general manager. The Atlanta Falcons are making changes. They named Taylor Heinicke as their starting quarterback. Desmond Ridder was benched in last week's game against the Tennessee Titans. B was very inconsistent and just didn't live up to, he just wasn't playing well. So as a result of that, Heinicke finished the game last week against the Titans, and it's official that he will be the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons for this week's game against the Minnesota Vikings. The Green Bay Packers decided to lock up one of their franchise players on the defensive side, and that's defensive end Rashawn Gary. Gary and the Green Bay Packers agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth up to $107 million. Now, when you talk about Rashawn Gary, especially since he's been with the team in 2019, those years were overshadowed, I should say, by Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers offense. But one of the few bright spots for the Packer defense is Rashawn Gary. And that, again, definitely a worthy contract extension, definitely deserving of it. So again, Rashawn Gary and the Green Bay Packers agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth up to $107 million. On the injury front, Falcons defensive end Grady Jarrett suffered a torn ACL in the loss to the Tennessee Titans, and he is out for the remainder of the season. We talked about Kirk Cousins in the beginning of the program tearing his Achilles and being out for the season. Well, Grady Jarrett, one of those impact players for the Atlanta Falcons, one of those impact players in all of the NFL, especially on the defensive side. But again, he suffered a torn ACL in the loss to the Tennessee Titans, and he is done for the season. Also being lost for the remainder of the season is New England Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. He suffered a torn ACL in the loss to the Miami Dolphins last week. And again, it seems as though New England's offense has been off and on this year. We can't really figure it out, but one of the few bright spots on New England's offense is wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. And again, suffered a torn ACL in the loss last week to the Miami Dolphins, and he's going to be out for the remainder of the season. And finally, Leonard Fournette is back in the NFL. He was signed to the Buffalo Bills practice squad, and this should turn the course for Buffalo in terms of their offense, especially on the running game side. Buffalo, they have a running back named James Cook. He's solid. He gives them what they need. But Leonard Fournette, he brings a whole lot to the table in terms of just being a hard-nosed runner, that bruising running style. We know about him winning a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He brings that Super Bowl experience, that championship pedigree. Hey, Playoff Lenny is back in the NFL, and certainly Playoff Lenny could make some things happen in Buffalo. We know most likely he's going to be the number one pick. He could possibly split carries with James Cook, but I know Fournette for sure is going to get a bulk of the carries. So again, the Buffalo Bills signed running back Leonard Fournette to the practice squad. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to preview Week 9's most important games in the NFL, and also we're going to give game picks for Week 9's most important games, and I'll give you my game of the week. Stay tuned. I'm Matt Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with 4 locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland. HelmPaint.com.
Order like a Jaguar at Raising Cane's, with tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. You can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with four locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland, HelmPaint.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to preview Week 9's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's start off with the Steelers. A lot of things happened in the loss last week to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kenny Pickett suffered a rib injury. Kenny says that he is going to be determined to play Thursday night against the Tennessee Titans. Mitchell Trubisky came in and did hit the best that he could in relief efforts. Wasn't enough. The Steelers would lose to the Jaguars. So Kenny Pickett is confident that he will play Thursday night. As for the Tennessee Titans, Tennessee, big win over the Atlanta Falcons last week. Guess what? No Ryan Tannehill, no Malik Willis. Hey, we have a gentleman by the name of Will Levis. Remember him in the NFL draft this year, putting mayonnaise in the cup of coffee? That's another subject for another day. That's another conversation for another day. Bottom line is this. Will Levis, he balled out in the game last week against the Falcons. So we got the Titans going up against the Steelers. Derrick Henry, there were talks about him. There was the rumor mill about him being in the trade deadline. Tennessee, could they deal him? Guess what? He's still the running back for the Tennessee Titans. And Will Levis is the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. And most likely, Kenny Pickett will start Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Whenever these two teams play, it's physical, it's tough, it's hard-nosed, it's no-nonsense. Call it what you want. It's not a game. When these two teams play, it's not built on points. It's just built on defense and who makes a mistake in the last 2 minutes or last minute of the game. Thursday night football, the terrible Towels are going to be rocking at home in Pittsburgh. Should be a hard nose and a bruising game and a physical game between the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We also have on the most important games for Week 9 in the NFL, we have the game in Frankfurt, Germany between the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. First for the Dolphins, they beat their division rival New England Patriots last week. Tua Tagovailoa, listen, Tua's an MVP candidate. What more can you say about him, right? Miami's offense this first half of the year has been cooking. That's an understatement, but they have been cooking in more ways than one. Jalen Waddle's been great. What can you say about Tyreek Hill? I talked about Tua being an MVP candidate. How about Tyreek Hill? Tyreek is the real deal. Well, he's been the real deal since he's been in the league. We knew he was a real deal playing with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's currently the real deal playing alongside Tua Tagovailoa with the Miami Dolphins. As for the Kansas City Chiefs, they were embarrassed last week by their division rival in the AFC West, the Denver Broncos. Patrick Mahomes said he was battling the flu, and he just wasn't up to par. And give a lot of credit to Denver's defense. They really put a hold on Kansas City's offense. They had no answers for Denver's defense, and they hopefully, when they go across the water, I should say, go to Europe and go up against the Miami Dolphins in Frankfurt, Germany. Hopefully, Mahomes can find the magic, as well as Travis Kelce. Will a certain special person that he's been tied to be in Frankfurt, Germany? I don't know. You never know, right? But we've got the Miami Dolphins going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's an international game taking place in Frankfurt, Germany. There's going to be plenty of bratwurst, beer, a lot of pretzels, oh yeah, and a lot of football as well between the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Seattle Seahawks will go up against the Baltimore Ravens. For Seattle, big win over the Cleveland Browns last week. Geno Smith, what's not to love about Geno, right? Geno, people counted him out, but guess what? Geno is definitely on his comeback trail. He's still proving to people that, yeah, I belong in the NFL. I'm built for this, and he's definitely been built for this for the last couple of years. Tyler Lockett played an impressive game last week against Cleveland. Kenneth Walker was effective. He did what he had to do to get the job done. Give a lot of credit to Seattle's defense as well. Seattle's defense came through in the clutch. Also, how about the rookie from Ohio State, Jackson Smith and Jigba? He's made some big plays when necessary, too. So the Seahawks are going to be going up against the red-hot Baltimore Ravens. Listen, I talked about Tua and Tyreek being MVP candidates. How about Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson has proven that he is worth that contract. He signed a big contract extension in the offseason, and he is proving that he is worth every bit of that money. And then when you've got a nice support system on the running side from Gus Edwards, Mark Andrews, one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and that defense, you know, Baltimore's pedigree has been defense. So we've got the Seattle Seahawks going up against the Baltimore Ravens. Two birds that are looking to take flight in Baltimore should be exciting. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Houston Texans. For Tampa Bay, they lost last Thursday night to the Buffalo Bills. That was a tough game. Baker Mayfield is hoping to be on the rebound. And they've got Chris Godwin. They've got Mike Evans. And that defense is going to have their hands full against a rookie quarterback that's been phenomenal. And his name is C.J. Stroud. Houston lost a tough one to the Carolina Panthers last week. C.J. Stroud and the rookie and their whole core, they're looking to try to bounce back against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So this is going to be a big home game for the Texans in Houston. D'Amico Ryans has done a solid job with this team so far this year. Tampa Bay's coming into town. The Texans are coming off of a loss. It's going to be major. It's going to be huge. It's going to go down in H-Town as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers square off against the Houston Texans. The New York Giants go up against the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, so for the Las Vegas Raiders, right, what a tough week it's been for them. They lose on Monday night to the Detroit Lions. Jimmy Garoppolo, as usual, was beat up from pillar to post. His offensive line could not protect him. Jimmy G has been benched. And so Aiden O'Connell, the rookie quarterback, will start this game against the New York Giants. And also, don't forget, their head coach and general manager were both fired this week as well. Josh McDaniels and also Dave Ziegler, they're out of there. So the interim head coach is going to be Antonio Pierce. You know about Antonio, right? Linebacker with the New York Giants. Won a Super Bowl with that team. Teammates were Eli Manning, Justin Tuck, O.C. Umenyura, Michael Strahan, just to name a few. So the Raiders have had a hellacious week, and the New York Giants, listen, it wasn't much better for them either, losing in overtime to their in-state city rival, the New York Jets. You know the New York media, all eyes are on you, and all eyes were on the Giants all week long in the press. And they had to hear the words of them losing to Zach Wilson and the New York Jets and the Giants. They've got a lot of pride, and they're going to be heading out to the West Coast to take on a team that's trying to find their way. Davante Adams, again, the trade deadline has come and gone. He was not dealt. Maybe this could be motivation for him to prove that he's still one of not only the best wide receivers in the NFL, but one of the best players in the NFL. So the New York Giants are going to be taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in an interesting matchup in Las Vegas on the West Coast. The Dallas Cowboys square off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, your traditional NFC East rivalry game. First for the Cowboys, they had a statement game. This was, I guess you could say, this was a knockout game for them going up against the Los Angeles Rams. Dak Prescott was great. CeeDee Lamb was great. The defense was great. I mean, just offense, defense. The Cowboys, they clicked on all cylinders in this game, beating the Los Angeles Rams. They're going to have to click on all cylinders to take on their division rival, Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles were involved in an offensive shootout against the Washington Commanders. Jalen Hurts, being Jalen Hurts, handled his business. A.J. Brown, listen, we talked about Tyreek Hill. We talked about Davante Adams. And we talked about CeeDee Lamb. But you got to talk about A.J. Brown, tough and physical as they come. I mean, he was catching passes in and out of traffic in that game against Washington. And then when you add Dallas Goedert, who is definitely one of the solid tight ends in the NFL, DeAndre Swift was solid as well. Devontae Smith handled his business in this game as well. Defensively, Philadelphia didn't play its best, but they made plays when they needed to make it happen. So we got Dallas and Philadelphia. I mean, what more could you ask for in this game, right? An NFC East rivalry game in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. Sunday night football, the Buffalo Bills square off against the Cincinnati Bengals. When you think about Buffalo and Cincinnati, especially last year in Cincinnati on Monday night football, of course, the tragic events that happened involving Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. And is it about Buffalo? Yes, it's about the city of Buffalo. And more importantly, the city of Cincinnati welcomed opened up its heart to DeMar Hamlin in the recovery that he's been on and the recovery he's continuing to be on. So Sunday night football, it's in Cincinnati, it's Bills and it's Bengals. Buffalo, they got a big win last Thursday night over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, they were in a groove. Gabe Davis played well. And as far as the Bengals are concerned, you talk about being in a major groove going up against the San Francisco 49ers, beating them, showing a dominant performance against the 49ers. Joe Burrow starting to get back to the Joe Burrow of old. Jamar Chase played well. Tyler Boyd played well. Joe Mixon had a touchdown. Cincinnati's defense was effective, surprisingly, taking down San Francisco's offense. So Sunday night football is going to be emotional with the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, as I stated earlier, people remember what happened last year on Monday Night Football involving DeMar Hamlin. Bills, Bengals, this is going to be an emotional one, and it's going to be about the quarterbacks, Josh Allen going up against Joe Burrow. Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers will go up against the New York Jets. For the Chargers, total domination last Sunday night against the Chicago Bears. Justin Herbert was unstoppable. Clearly, top 10 quarterback in the NFL, played a great game. Austin Eckler doing what he does best, running and receiving. Keenan Allen played an effective game as well. Defensively was solid as well when you add Joey Bosa, Derwin James Jr., just to name a few. So the Chargers head to the Big Apple, or should I say East Rutherford, New Jersey, to take on the New York Jets. The Jets had a big win in overtime last week, beating their in-state rival and city rival, New York Giants. So how will Zach Wilson respond against this Charger defense with the likes of Joey Bosa, Kenneth Murray, Khalil Mack, Derwin James Jr., Asante Samuel Jr., just to name a few? One thing about head coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, He still believes in Zach Wilson. He still says that's his quarterback. He's going to ride or die with him. And you know what? Coach Sala is still a man of his word. Wilson, even in the midst of the Aaron Rodgers injury, and Wilson was effective in the win last week in overtime over the New York Giants. So it's going to be Monday night. It's the bright lights. It's the big city. It's New York City. Across the Hudson River in East Rutherford, New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium, Los Angeles Chargers, New York Jets. Should be an interesting matchup. Now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Cowboys and Eagles, this rivalry goes back 63 years and counting. The current all-time series is Dallas leads 73-55. The last time these two teams played in the playoffs was January 9th of 2010. Cowboys would win 34-14. The last time these two teams played was actually it was before Christmas, and Dallas would win 40-34. So when you think of Dallas and Philly, listen, these names are synonymous with both franchises, right? Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach, Drew Pearson, also with the Eagles, Randall Cunningham, rest in peace, Jerome Brown, rest in peace, Reggie White, also with Seth Joyner, Clyde Simmons, Michael Vick, Nick Foles, LeSean McCoy, Deshaun Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, and now you have got CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard, Jalen Hurts, also A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, DeAndre Swift, and that Eagle offensive line, Jason Kelsey, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, just to name a few. So many names have been a part of this rivalry with the Cowboys and Eagles for many decades. As I stated earlier, this rivalry goes back 63 years and counting. The first meeting between these two teams was on September the 30th, 1960. The Eagles beat the Cowboys 27-25. And their last meeting was on Christmas Eve of 2022. Cowboys would win 40-34. They're playing in Philadelphia. Listen, when you think about Philadelphia, you don't just think about Eagles fans. You think about just sports as a whole and just how Philadelphia, they show up and show out for their teams. And it is going to be rocking. It's a division rival, and it's the Dallas Cowboys. It's America's team going up against a team that played in last year's Super Bowl. They fell short, and they're trying to get back to that stage and hopefully win it. This is going to be a very, very festive game. This is going to be a game that's, listen, a lot of trash talking. This is a lot of trash talking. It's been a lot of trash talking. There's going to be plenty of trash talking on that field between the Cowboys and the Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 9's most important games in the NFL. Thursday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like the Steelers to win. The game in Frankfurt, Germany between the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Chiefs to beat the Dolphins. The Seattle Seahawks going up against the Baltimore Ravens. I like the Ravens to win. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the Houston Texans. I like C.J. Stroud and the Texans to bounce back. The New York Giants versus the Las Vegas Raiders. It's been a tough week for the Raiders, but I think Las Vegas will hold on to win. My game of the week, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I like to win in a close one. Sunday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills versus the Cincinnati Bengals. I like Cincinnati to win. Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers versus the New York Jets. I like the New York Jets to win. So, again, my picks for Week 9's most important games are Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Baltimore, Houston, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, New York Jets. And that's it. And there you have it. And that concludes another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, Thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to another exciting week of this great program. Continue to support. And until then, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trying to protect your identity by yourself is a lot like trying to be a quarterback without an offensive line. LifeLock alerts you to blindside threats you may miss on your own, even if you're monitoring your credit. If a threat happens to get through, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist is there to help. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware. That's LifeLock.com/aware to save 25%. LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here.